The COVID-19 pandemic has been particularly devastating for Americans with Alzheimer's, many of whom are elderly and dependent on close contact with caregivers. The Banner Alzheimer's Institute has combated the crisis by offering virtual art classes to people with dementia. And new research shows such classes may help rewire the brains of people suffering from the disease. From KJZZ's Here Arizona podcast series, State of the Arts, Anthony Wallace reports.
Valley residents Jay and Ann Alderson met when they were seventh graders in Fort Huachuca near Sierra Vista. They were fast friends but didn't start dating until college, and they've been together ever since. Ann was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in 2012, and Jay is her dedicated caregiver, keeping her company and helping her with difficult tasks, like when I ask her to introduce herself and say her age over Zoom.
Say, I'm Ann Alderson.
I'm Ann Alderson.
I'm 81 years old.
81.
Yeah.
81 years old.
The Alzheimer's Association found that in 2020, 41,000 more people with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia died in the U.S. compared to an average year. COVID has been especially hard on people with dementia because it's harder for them to identify and describe symptoms if they get sick. And the pandemic has made it harder for them to access their caregivers. But Anne has Jay, and the two of them have been happily hunkered down in their house the past year.
We hardly go anywhere, and that's okay. We don't mind. We're not going nuts from cabin fever or anything.
One thing keeping them happy at home, virtual art classes designed specifically for people with dementia. The Banner Alzheimer's Institute helps coordinate music, dance, painting, and other art classes through local organizations. There's a lot to choose from.
4 classes a week, all online.
Anne is doing well for someone who's had the disease for so long, and she's been attending the classes for over 5 years. I asked her what they mean to her.
Wonderful. It really was helpful to know that you have things you can do to feel good about. And
yeah, good to know you can still do things and feel good about it.
Yeah.
She's made friends at the classes, and so has Jay. He said he and other caregivers talk about their own challenges while their loved ones are doing art.
When people have a problem, it makes them feel good to associate with other people who have the same problem.
It's easy to see that Jay and Anne enjoy the classes, but is there any evidence that it helps with their health? An artist-scientist duo on the other side of the country are trying to answer that question. Christina Hugenschmidt is a neuroscientist. Christina Soriano is a choreographer and dancer. They're both researchers at Wake Forest University in North Carolina. For years, Soriano has taught improvisational dance to people with Parkinson's disease and has seen an undeniable difference between when people walk into her class and when they walk out. Christina Soriano explains.
You know something has changed in that body. And so for Christina, it's also, well, if it's changed in the body, I believe it has changed in the brain as well. So I want to figure out what is that change and how can we measure it?
The Christinas are currently running a study to do just that. Put adults with dementia through social dance classes and measure how it changes their bodies. Hugenschmidt, the neuroscientist, explained that Alzheimer's is essentially the result of a buildup of proteins in the brain that, to use a non-scientific term, clog it up. The social dance classes won't clear those proteins out. No medicine can reliably do that yet. But they could teach the brain to rewire itself around them. In her words,
but even if you can't directly impact the pathology, you can still have benefits on the brain by using synaptic plasticity to kind of move around that and to use the parts of the brain that are still working.
And in fact, the preliminary results of their study show that the social dance classes are actually rewiring participants' brain to help them function more normally. Anne particularly enjoys a dance class she does through Banner and the Phoenix Center for the Arts. Jay says the complex movements are good for her brain.
The tricky part for somebody with Alzheimer's is when you try to put 2 moves together, like a hand move with a foot move. So it's good for Anne to try to do that.
And whether or not the dance moves help her brain rewire, the classes make her happy. And that seems as valuable as anything.
What is your favorite art?
Painting.
Why is that? Why do you like painting?
Oh, I think it's because I can do what I want. I had a hard time sometimes with keeping up, but I enjoyed everything that I got to do there.
That's great. Yeah. So How do you feel when you're painting?
Oh, happy.
Anthony Wallace, KJZZ News, Phoenix.